This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you've done something wrong and God convicts you, don't stonewall it. It doesn't pay. Follow the psalmist's example described in Psalm 51:1. Cry out for God's mercy and compassion. Tell God he is right and you are wrong. Tell him you know you're accountable to him. Any sin we commit is a sin committed against God. It will stand between you and God until acknowledged. It will rob you of all God wants you to know. Listen to the rich and rewarding life God has in mind for you, described in this psalm. Truth in the inner parts, wisdom in the inmost place, being cleansed and made whiter than snow, experiencing joy and gladness, having a pure heart, being renewed with a steadfast spirit within, knowing God's presence through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, having a willing spirit to sustain, being a fruitful witness, experiencing the freedom to worship and praise God, and delighting the heart of God with a broken and contrite spirit. Doesn't that sound like a rich and rewarding life? It can be yours. God wants you to know it experientially, but you must come to him on his terms. Come as you are. Don't try hiding the bad things. David confessed he was a sinner from birth, then that he committed sins, specific sins, and that these were sins against God. In other words, he cast himself on God's unfailing love and mercy and trusted him to forgive, cleanse, and make him new. God does it all when we humbly come to him and trust in him. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.